from the studios of Dublin City FM, on FM Fridays at 3 p.m. and anytime worldwide in podcast. It's Dublin's only garden radio show, in association with greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This is The Sod Show. Good afternoon, this is The Sod Show. I'm Niall O'Keefe and this is Dublin City FM. The show is brought to you in association with greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Now, coming up this week, Peter Dunnigan is up the country and he's talking to Bob Wilson with the Centre for Environmental Living and Training, or KELT for short. They run courses on forest gardens and traditional skills. He's an interesting fella, and we've all the usual gabbing about gardening too, the news and information that your ears need to hear, plus some hard rockin' music from some hard rockin' rockers in about 5 minutes from now. The wonderful Black Crowes are on The Sod Show this week. Okay, but before all that though, we're going to head up the country to Peter, and let's see who he's talking to this week.
I'm Bob Wilson with KELT, Centre for Environmental Living and Training in County Clare, and it's all about sustainable living.
If somebody at home has listened to this on the radio or in podcast and they get in touch with you at KELT, do you have a website?
We do. KELTnet.org, KELTnet.org.
And what would KELT offer to me as an individual? Do I go on an event? Can I do a gardening course? How does it all work?
We do a whole range of courses. Gardening is part of it. We recently ran a number of courses in an introduction to forest gardens. So, in other words, bringing trees, using trees with the plants. So there's a nutrient cycle. It's all beneficial for both the trees and the plants. The other things we do, traditional skills, ecological building, metalwork such as coppersmithing, sagon chair making, felt making, longbow making, wood carving, spinning and weaving. So we've got an event, we call it the Weekend in the Woods, at Belkelly Wood near Tumgraney in County Clare. So it's a two-day introductory course. You've got a selection from about 15 different courses. Pick the course you like, and there's also a course for youngsters so that parents doing the adult course, 8 to 14-year-olds, can do a course in adventure bushcraft.
Where did the idea for KELT start? Were you involved in that?
Yeah, it was about 11 years ago, just through different people with different skills in ecology and gardening and woodcrafts and what have you, came together and decided to create a kind of a focus, and started off just giving demonstrations of skills, and then people said, well, where do we go to learn them? So we developed the training courses, and now different groups are doing this all over the country.
Some of the photographs you have here are spoon carving, sugan chair making, spinning and weaving, musical instruments making from recycled materials, and I'm looking at a guitar for which the centerpiece is it a tin of roses?
Yes, the old chocolate tin, biscuit tin or whatever. Yeah, again, recycling is the way to go now. It saves you money and you can make an excellent instrument or whatever out of it.
I remember being in South Africa and seeing a guy play guitar, and the central piece was made from a Castrol GTX can, and the little tuner knobs on it were made from the tops of beer bottles, and I thought that was quite intriguing. But this looks, I suppose, a little bit Irish, if that's fair to say. Have you heard it being played?
I have, yeah. Cormac Griffith is the man who makes them, and he does a whole range of instruments, and they come out brilliant. It's unbelievable. If anyone's heard of C6 Steve...
Yes.
He uses recycled materials for some of his instruments, so there you go.
Whereabouts is KELT based?
Tumgraney in County Clare. We have an office there, and we use different sites in the locality. Belkelly Oakwood, just down by Loch Derg, is where we have the Weekend in the Woods. We do things all around the country. We give exhibitions and demonstrations and different events around the country.
What is the type of person, or is there a particular type of person that you get coming to these events and gigs, or, you know, is there a type of genre? I mean, is it from the very, very young to the very, very old? Is it is it office-based people, or is it, do you find it's more, generally speaking, those like myself who would be involved in the great outdoors?
A complete mixture, to tell the truth. It's unbelievable the mix of people we get. Grannies and kids and everything in between. It doesn't matter, because if you're interested in learning a practical skill, make your own chair or a copper spoon or a toasting fork or whatever. We have all that stuff, and different people like to have a go. It's therapeutic.
There you go, Niall. Something for you to do when you're not playing around with gigatrons and radio bits and bobs. What do you think? Would you like one of them, Niall?
Well, not sure about making my own toasting fork, Peter, or chairs or anything like that. I may get out there and do some outdoor DIY work yet. I might just surprise you. You never know. I might even get my fingers a little green. Anyway, I'm going to stop you there because we're going to go for our music for this week. Time for a bit of rock and roll and something that may be a little relevant to what you guys are talking about. Here's the Black Crowes.
We'll be right back.
a song with a bit of relevance there to this chat up the country. Peter and Bob will be back to them shortly. That is Remedy from the Black Crowes on the Sod Show. Listen, if there's any song that you'd like to recommend as a song of the week, doesn't necessarily have to have a gardening influence, but that would always help. Get in touch with us at Sod Show on Twitter, or the various other ways of getting in touch with us you'll find on sodshow.com. Couldn't be much easier than that. Let's go back up the country. Peter, back over to you.
And thanks for that, Niall. Back to it. Bob, you have, and I see Celt has a tree nursery.
That's right. We specialise in native trees, certified native species. So, that's very good for anyone involved in schemes like the REP scheme or the EOS scheme or whatever, where certification is important. So we do a whole range of native species, and we do a few different fruit and nut species on top of that, for the forest garden type ideas. Celt are involved in the Irish Environmental Network, and part of that we campaign for environmental causes, such as we would campaign against the idea of fracking, this business of ripping the countryside apart to get gas from the shale beds. And we also campaign against we campaign for a moratorium on GM, the genetic modification, which Tagask apparently seem to have gone ahead with, planting genetically modified spuds. We're a small island. We can wait a few years and see what happens in the rest of the world. And meanwhile, let's think about nutrition. What do we need to be healthy? We can grow it all within our local area. Let's think about what we need to grow, and let's get the scientists working on that instead of how to grow things faster and bigger, and let's get them thinking about what we need to be healthy.
You have this kind of appearance of a kind of a gardenery type fella from one of these 1980s television programs in the potting shed, sowing the odd seed. And the crafts and the stuff that you do tend to lean me more in favour of thinking along that way. And then I get talking to you and it turns out you're a little bit of a rebel rouser, to an extent.
To an extent.
Are you quite proud of that secretly?
Well, not secretly. I mean, let's face it, let's stand up and speak for what is right and what makes sense and what is good for our health. That's what it's all about.
If I was to ask you in 10 years' time where you would like to see Celt as an organisation, as a, I suppose, a place that is, again, you know, when you think about the crafts that you're doing, and it's the upcycling, it's the recycling, it's the making, they seem to be very primitive but native Irish, almost in our bones kind of type courses. And then there's also the bit where you're kind of, I suppose, bringing a little extra light upon matters that are important to us as a nation. How would you see that changing or maybe evolving is the better word?
We're kind of struggling along in a small way with a limited amount of funding from different places, such as the Heritage Council. We get a bit of funding through the Department of Environment, but it's scratching along. So we'd like to be doing better than scratching along. In a few years' time, we'd like to be promoting activities such as agroforestry all around the country and getting everyone involved.
Bob, it's been an intriguing talk. If you want to get in touch, Celt is the Centre for Environmental Living and Training. The Environmental Education Group Celt has been organically evolving since the year 2000. The organisation offers hands-on training in natural knowledge and traditional skills presented by specialist craft people from all over Ireland. The aim of the group, for those of you listening at home, is to promote environmental education, conservation, biodiversity, big buzzword in this country, and sustainability in accordance with Agenda 21, to which Ireland is a signatory. If you wish to get in touch, the website is celtnet.org, and you can email them info@celtnet.org. Bob, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Peter. We'll return to Peter shortly on the phone just for a little bit more information on Celt. But first, this week's gardening news, and first we go to a hot topic in horticulture. And it's reported that the ash dieback disease in the UK is now beyond containment. On the BBC's Today programme, Dr. Tony Whitbread, Chief Executive of Sussex Wildlife Trust, explained that it's difficult to know the impact of the disease, but added to say that it will make the Dutch elm disease look trivial is an understatement. Meanwhile, Dr. Glyn Percival, an expert on tree diseases at Reading University, explained that ash dieback is beyond containment and beyond eradication. Instead, he says, we're now looking at management of eradication. Well, I'm sure Peter will be keeping an eye on that one. And do keep in mind that next week's Sod Show is a special edition where we'll be talking purely, totally about trees. Now, you may remember about a month ago, Peter spoke to Cathy Burke OD of spuds.ie, the Sustainable Potatoes United Development Study. That's what it stands for. Well, they've been both surprised and delighted by the enthusiastic take-up on their project since they launched back in March of this year. They've given away 1.5 tons of blight-resistant potatoes to over 300 growers around the country, initiating a process which they say is both fascinating and diverse. Well, now that the autumn is upon us, Spuds growers have begun to harvest their potatoes and the stories are rolling into the project. In fact, they couldn't have hoped for a better season to test blight resistance, they say. The project plans to incorporate the valuable findings of the growers into an engaging publication which will combine their experiences with colourful graphics, stories, folklore, illustrations, poetry, songs and more in an online format, downloadable by everybody. For more information, check out the spuds.ie Autumn 2012 newsletter at, you guessed it, www.spuds.ie. Now, last Thursday, November 1st, SunArta chairperson Trevor Sargent presented certificates of achievement to participants in an innovative pilot therapeutic gardening project at the Laytown Ecology Centre. The project, known as Budding Gardeners, was initiated by Veronica McFarlane, a special needs assistant and volunteer at SunArta, together with John Delaney of Drogheda Arch Club. Well, 8 adults with intellectual disabilities from 4 local service providers, those being Midway, Malta Services, Steadfast Carrickmacross and St. John of Gods, took part in structured sessions of gardening led by Veronica in the extensive organic gardens at SunArta. For more information, the names of the winners and photos, check out SunArta, that's SONAIRTE.ie, and hit the news and events page there. The Centre for the Study of Historic Irish Houses and Estates, in association with the Office of Public Works, is presenting a series of public lectures at Castletown House, County Kildare, and Strokestown House, County Roscommon. They're running from now until April 2013. No booking is required, but seats will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis on the night of each lecture. Payment is by cash or cheque only, and there'll be a spot of tea or coffee after each lecture. For more information on the Strokestown Lecture Series, contact info at strokestownpark.ie, telephone 071-9633-013, or for the Castletown Lecture Series, contact cshihe@nuim.ie, or telephone 01708-6706. Finally, as you may remember, last week we spoke to Phil Voice of Landscape Juice Network, he who drove over 1,200 miles from the south of France to the north of Scotland on an Atesia ride-on lawnmower. Well, as he mentioned at the time, the mower itself is to be auctioned off to raise more vital funds for the perennial charity in the UK. To find out more about this and maybe get your hands on the now famous mower, keep an eye on the Atesia website at www.etesia.co.uk. So that's your gardening news for this week. Remember, as always, we want your news on the Sod Show. If there's anything you would like to tell the world about, maybe there's something mad going on down the back of your garden and a stream has suddenly run through it, or you've discovered a new type of frog or fungus or badger. Who knows? If there's anything interesting in the gardening world you'd like to tell the world about, get in touch with us. Couldn't be easier. Sodshow.com, at Sodshow on Twitter. Carrier Pigeon and other ways to find out how to get in touch are on the website. Now, moving on the phone line, we have the man himself who only a few minutes ago interviewed Mr. Bob Wilson of Celt. It's our man, Peter Dunnigan.
Niall, how are you? Good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you, Peter. I haven't seen you since last week, so it's good to at least get you on the telephone. How was things there with Bob? Interesting kind of fella, isn't he?
Yeah, they've an odd, you might say, kind of a story to tell where some of us like to buy our pre-packed things. I know you're a bit of a fan yourself.
Well, I do my shopping in the normal, conventional kind of way and buy food rather than grow it. Yes, certainly.
Yeah, well, I think in fairness to Bob, like, they're based down in the wonderful, I mean, it's a really beautiful part of County Clare where they are. One of the things maybe not touched on too much was the work outside of the courses and what Bob was talking about in particular, which was the, you know, the spoon making and you're making your own chair and getting back into that crafts and that artsy feel and being a man and having a man shed and having man tools and a man box made out of man wood and wearing a loincloth. It was almost heading that direction to an extent. But there is something wonderful it was as a child when you came home to your parents and said, hey, I made this, I drew this. And it evolved into, I always had one of my friends, Derek, and I remember he made a bench with his dad and it sits out our back garden 20 years later to this day. It's a wonderful thing if you've never made anything before in your life, be it paper mache or be it something out of a tree that has fallen. And I think Bob and the work that Kel do, just it is absolutely genius, and I can't overemphasize that enough. More than that, one of the things that they didn't maybe touch on as much as they could have was the environmental awareness work that they try and do through the active schools programs, the courses that they do for training adults and skills and getting networks and groups and trying to get the word out there from the nature conservation point of view, the, you know, even promoting the use of renewable energies. Apart from that, and of course, the big thing that they do, or the one that we have touched on a lot here, is the traditional countryside skills and crafts. But again, I suppose I have to put the question back to you. Did Bob kind of sell you the picture? Is it something that you thought maybe now after hearing that you might like to do?
I have to be honest with you, Peter, I'm getting more and more interested, in, especially when you talk about doing something like building a bench and then being able to sit on it years later with your dad or your son or your child and saying, I made this. And there is something special about it. Like, I was on my own balcony going to do something out there, and rather than, I suppose, buy something in IKEA or Aldi or another shop with four letters in their name, I could just get the bits and pieces that I need and build something. And it's something that you've spoken to me about before, and I don't see why not. It is good to have built something with your own hands and have that kind of pride and to be able to say, hey, I made this. Have you got that in your own back garden? Is there something you've built that you can look at with pride 10 years on and go, yep, still there, it's still standing?
I think one of the simplest things that anybody can build is, you know, a bird box, which is, in short, it's 6 pieces of timber. It's 4 sides and a roof and a floor. And I know I've done things before where I've taken 2 tree stumps, dropped them onto the ground and dropped 1 length of timber across it and called it a bench. And sure, what else might you call it? I mean, it looks a little bit, inverted commas, organic or biodiverse, and I know that's use of buzzwords, but you know, it fits. And again, there's that whole thing of when you get down to County Clare, and you know, it's all right to have muddy trousers sometimes and a bit of dirt on your shoes and not go to the supermarket and, you know, eat some wild garlic. Well, maybe not the wild garlic, but make your own sticks or make your own twigs.
Bob mentioned that they do courses on kind of skills and essential skills. I suppose that these are the kind of skills that people just don't pick up anymore because they don't necessarily need to in the modern day and age. Do you think these are skills that people should have and they're the kind of courses that people should go on?
There's a bit, you know, I see and I hear and I speak to friends of mine when I'm halfway up a tree and they're stuck in traffic on the M50 motorway or the Spaghetti Junction, and you're kind of saying, well, who's got the better life, me working late into the evening while the weather is atrocious, or you sitting in the stereo, well, unless you're listening to the Sod Show, that is. But you know, it's only when you get to see the elementary stages of maybe making a spoon, and when you think about the shape of a spoon and you go to a chair, and all of a sudden you've got this point where you're making a musical instrument. And of course, to learn how to do that, I mean, they range from about 20 quid upwards, but for the man who has everything in your life, the question that is going to come up this Christmas, what do you get him? Well, how about get him out of the house and send him off down to County Clare next year, get him a gift voucher, do one of those things. Can you imagine your dad coming back and going, look, I made a mandolin last weekend, let me play you a song?
I actually can, but are all the courses happening down in County Clare, or do they do them anywhere else? It's just County Clare.
I think because of the work they do, I think they have wings, so to speak, spread throughout the country, and little subsidiaries hither dither. And obviously the people giving the course aren't all living down in one big hippie commune. That's not exactly the way it works. And yes, I jest and I apologise for that. But, you know, the best thing I could say and the easiest thing I could say is to get in touch with the guys in Celt. Their email address is info@celtnet.org. That's info@celtnet.org. We, of course, will have all of these show links up on sodshow.com. But other than that, what I'd say is just give them a call, 061-640-765. They are a registered charity, as by the way. And again, we'll have all of the links and details up on sodshow.com.
Before I let you go, Peter, I know you're rushing off to get home to your loved ones, but one thing I think that Bob did mention, and one thing he's very much against, is this new thing of fracking. And a lot of people don't understand it. And is it something that you have a particular interest in, or an anger when you hear about what's going on? Or I know that there was talk in Dáil Chambers recently about the possibilities of it becoming a money-making enterprise for Ireland. Is it something that we should shy away from?
It's a hot potato of an answer to an extent, and no matter what I say, Niall, the reality is fracking has been banned in a host of other countries, France, Canada, South Africa. You know, there are serious concerns there between the pollution, the environment, health, the whole lot. I know that there are those who are against it. I'm not saying that people will publicly put their hands up and say that they are for it, but I think this is probably something, and I'm not shying away from it, but I think it's something that probably deserves maybe a full show, and maybe we need to get back onto the lads at Celt, or maybe Trevor Sargent up at Snarta Ecology Centre, and see if we can have a chat and put the clearer picture out there as versus my opinion, which is, I suppose, what the Sideshow is better served doing that. What would you say?
Sounds fair enough to me. Peter, look, I'll let you go, and we'll talk to you more next Friday. We're going to get you into studio, and we're going to have a chat about trees.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to that one, right up my backyard, so to speak. Pardon the cliched pun. And hey, listen, good to talk to you again. I'll chat to you next Friday.
Okay, cheers, Peter. All the best. And there you go. That's it. That's all the time we've got for this week's Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Peter will be here with me next week. We'll be talking about trees, so do tune in on Dublin City FM Friday at 3 p.m. or afterwards in podcast on iTunes and on sodshow.com. And that's also the website to go to if you've got anything to suggest or contribute for the show, sodshow.com or at sodshow on Twitter. We'll talk to you very soon. And as we always say on the show, whatever you're doing in the great outdoors and whoever you're doing it with, enjoy yourselves. Until next time, all the best.